Workbook, Unit 6, page 51, exercises 3 and 4. Listen to a teacher and her students talking about a school trip. How many different forms of transport are mentioned? Then listen again and tick the sentences true, T, or false, F. Correct the false sentences.
Good morning. Today, we're going to talk about our school trip to London. It's on Monday, the 4th of June. We're going to find out about eco-friendly ways to travel around the city.
How are we going to do that?
By travelling on different forms of transport. First, we're going to take the train to London. At Euston Station, we'll meet a train worker and find out how eco-friendly trains are.
What are we going to do after that?
We're going to travel on the underground. It's an excellent way to get around so many people don't drive their cars into the city. They also don't pay the congestion charge.
The congestion charge? What's that?
When a person drives a car, scooter, motorbike or lorry into central London, they need to pay.
Why?
Well, one reason is to prevent people from driving into the city. There are terrible traffic problems and there is air pollution in London. If people pay to drive into London, maybe they'll leave their cars at home and use public transport.
What about buses? Do they need to pay the congestion charge too?
No, buses don't pay because they carry a lot of passengers.
Are we going to travel on any other form of transport?
Yes, we're going to take the Thames cable car across the River Thames.
Is the Thames cable car eco-friendly?
Yes, it is. It uses electricity. There are 34 cable cars and they can carry 2,500 passengers every hour. People can take their bikes on it too. Then they can continue their journey in an eco-friendly way.
This trip is going to be fun.